Blog Talk Radio. Trying to do is get paid. Oh, man. been any of that could have been any. Oh, I'm chilling with Kobe. You know, all the other 8 to 7 motherfuckers besides his daughter, I'm sure they've taken that trip many a time. Other motherfuckers, I'm chilling with Kobe, nigga. I'm cool. I'm with Kobe. Everything gotta be good. I'm with Kobe, nigga. I ain't with like this nigga, the meth head down the street. I ain't, you know, I ain't riding on his bike. I'm with Kobe. Dead. So, every now and then, God give us a wake-up call when somebody just so bright and so beautiful and so much to live for and beautiful wife and beautiful daughters and just being a good dad, got all the money in the fucking world, can do what the fuck he wants, do whatever, chose not to be a nigga out there fucking everybody, just chose to be a good dad, good husband, good motherfucker, and he dead. Damn. And we black people ain't got a lot of them motherfuckers walking around. Good dad, good example, good this, good that, trying to be good. Right? We got Jordan. That nigga too busy, investing in for-profit prisons and getting his dad whacked over gambling. That nigga's still around. Our beautiful Kobe is gone. Evolved into this man, because I'm from L.A. I was there. I had to console my son when he got caught, because that was my oldest son's idol. So I know my oldest son is fucked up, right? All my kids fucked up. We're Laker jerseys. We wore 24, okay? All day, every day. 8, 24, whatever that nigga, 8, whatever he had it. When the little niggas robbed us, all they took. Was the Laker jerseys my niggas had. Oh, $50 each times 3. So, Kobe, we love you. And we just mad because, you know, Kobe's pure love. Kobe's returned from the thing that made him. You know, just the thought of him. You know, we sad because, yeah, he had a wife that didn't expect this. It ain't like Kobe got cancer and they knew it was coming. Kobe just went for a ride. I'm sure he did it a million times. So I say that to say, I pray every day, because I'm not Kobe. I ain't got $1 billion. Yeah, I'm just a nigga over here. So I pray every day that the good Lord don't ever let me come short. Don't ever let me fall short. Don't. If I'm forgetting some, Lord, remind me. Because, you know, any day we can all fall short from some shit a motherfucker didn't do that we paid them to do and they just didn't do it and now we dead. Fuck. Kobe, everybody knew. People die every day that are loved because people come up short. So, minutes before I looked on Twitter and saw Kobe trending, I made $3,500. I swear to Bob, looked on my shit, oh, they finally paid their invoice. Great. And then 2 minutes later, Kobe's dead. I forgot about that $3,500 till this morning. So money don't mean shit. For Kobe, he had all of it. We couldn't keep him alive past 42. Or his beautiful daughter. That made me wake up this morning and be like, you know what? I'm stronger than I was yesterday because a beautiful soul is no longer here that should be here. And it ain't like he was just sitting around. He was trying to make shit happen for little kids, man. Now, all we need is one less nigga doing that, right? So, this Constitution, they trying to fuck that up for the rest of, for white people. See, they been fucking it up for us, brown people. You know, brown people, this ain't just for niggas. You know, shit, they treat Latinos just as bad as they treat niggas. So y'all with me, too, because some of my best folks with the biggest hearts are Latino. I love me some Latino. Give me, oh, I got to call a Latino client? It's finna be good because they good fucking people. They true people. You can feel it in their voice. You can feel it in their heart that they good people. Black people, good people. Just trying to survive. Just know where we came from. Just beat up so much, we don't even give a fuck no more. Black people don't even give a fuck no more. That's why we don't fight for shit. We done been beat down so much, we don't give a fuck no more. That's what it is. So, yeah, get a program here, give a program there, program here for a nigga. Nigga don't care. Nigga don't care. Nigga don't care. Nigga been beat too much. Soon as you think you do it, even in my case. And sometimes we even get beat down by our own blood. Fuck, man. Nigga is unique. So if there's one or two or three or four of y'all that want to say I'm not the average, like the nigga you listening to, God will have your back. Because God knows. God's waiting for a nigga to rise up. To do something good for a nigga. Because nobody has had it harder than a nigga. So I tend to feel guilty. And I say, okay, I need help. Because one person can't do everything. And I say, okay, I'll give you this much to help me. Oh, what I do, get played, don't get help. Always trying to play Stacy. Because Stacy, da-da-da. So 2020 is like, okay. And then I looked at my natal chart. It's like, yeah, nigga, it's in your shit. You trust people too quick. You trustworthy, but everybody else ain't. So you need to get some discernment and just stop. Stop the presses. And so I said, hey, ain't no rush because Sagittarius want to do it, want to get it done, want to do it now. It's done. Hey, this is what I'm thinking, nigga. I want it now. I'm a Sag. I do it, I want it, it's now, do it, fuck it. But no. Because sometimes Sag sees the forest, the big shit, but forgets the trees is laying there, and you gotta work with the trees, bitch. So I just pray to good God that I'm here long enough to see the things that I vision and helping people, because I already helped me, and my natal say too, my natal chart say, don't reach out to niggas. That's where you go wrong. See, every all my relationships with my children have gone wrong for this reason and this reason only. I try to give them advice, and see, my natal chart says, you, Stacy Johnson, born at 1:50 p.m. in Los Angeles, and Negro on your birth certificate to Mr. and Mrs. Willie Thomas Johnson. At that time, here where your stars were, bitch, and your planets. You tend to be a helicopter mom. Surprise, most black women are too broke to be helicopter moms, but you did it. Okay, that's why. Oh, yeah, that's me. Always in your kid's business. Well, I figure shit, okay, I'm supposed to be. I mean, ain't got no dad. Fuck that. So, look up your natal chart. Okay, we started talking about the Constitution. So, I like contracts, being a claims adjuster. Right? Your insurance is a contract of what you will get and what you will not get, okay? In this, that, and the other case, the Constitution is a contract signed by the founding fathers, of which they represent 9 states: Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Those motherfuckers everybody talking about Hamilton. Oh, poor Hamilton. Hamilton is back. A little, what's his name, Manuel, whatever. Shit, he need a Hamilton, too. So everybody quoting Hamilton. Hamilton represented New York, okay? So Hamilton was the money nigga, talking about the money. He was the money nigga, because New York is the money. New York's all about the money. I love New York. You fuck with anybody in New York, and they say they want to do business, they doing business. They not going to bullshit you. I love New York. I vow this year, 2020, I'm getting as many states as I can get. January 2nd through 6th, nigga, I will be in a Waikiki, shaking my little black ass. Boop, boop, boop. Okay? Akula, kila, kila, oh, la, akalaka. Okay? That's going to be me, baby. Blue Lagoon. View. Fireworks. I already know where I'm staying. I only stay in one place. I only stay at Hilton Properties. Because I know my worth. See, I don't fuck with nothing else. Akaluka, liki, laka. 2 through 6. Boom. I already know. Anyway, so, Constitution is a beautiful document. See, and if you're an ignorant white person, I've heard ignorant white people say, oh, shit, if they would have been left in Africa, shit, but we did them a favor. Well, after all the fucked up shit, post 1970. Yeah, you did us a favor. It was good post 1970, nigga. But from the day that cruise ship, the Love Boat, landed and niggas start working the land until post 1970, that was not a good look. That was not a good. You were terrible guests, landlords, hosts, white people. You were terrible. We came here to build your land. Did you ever think about just being nice? Because you knew you were doing something so wrong, right? Just like this nigga, D. Trump. You know you're doing something so wrong against the Constitution. You got to pretend. You got to be real worse than it is. Did you ever think about just bringing some niggas over here and being nice and giving us, like, giving us the worst, giving us Alaska, right? Cold-ass shit, nobody wanted. Did you ever think about that shit? I'd be living in Alaska right now with, did you ever think about that? Ask us to come over here and just be nice and build your land. You tried that, but see, all your motherfuckers was dying. So you said, fuck being nice, we gonna force it. You ever think about just being nice? Just being nice. 2020 and beyond is about just being nice. So we got the worst human that we could find to be president to try to test the Constitution. And he's testing the Constitution. You know, I have the beauty and liberty of owning my own business so I can do my work here from home and I can put one ear on the TV and the bullshit that Trump's niggas is talking. It's so, you ever have a thing that makes you so mad that if you fucked with it, you'd go to jail? I mean, I'm not going to jail for nobody. So I just had to just I'll look at pictures, but I won't listen. I can't get that into my spirit because they're so dishonest about everything. I don't understand. Maybe I don't know because maybe because I'm a female, or maybe because I'm black, or maybe because I'm my mother and father's child. Those three things have something to do with the fact that I cannot just take some bullshit and make it not bullshit. I don't think black people can do that. I mean, some can now. There's some that can do, but the majority of us, and I attribute that too because my biological psychology classes that we talk about, and we stopped, and that's why I went and invested so I could talk as long as I wanted about shit that I want to talk about. But in terms of your body, in terms of your genes, black people, your experience has just as much to do with who you are as your genes that make you look like who you look like. So our ancestors, we still talking about the Constitution somehow, because you know what? I love being black and I love the truth. And being black and loving the truth, you should understand, black person, that this Constitution, you know, these motherfuckers was able to get in a room and say, these are our rules, and you need to understand this. And if you can't understand it, you need to teach your kids and grandkids to understand it. This Constitution that comprises of 7 articles that give the rules of America. These motherfuckers was in this room, and when I went to Philly to teach OSHA, Constitution Hall was only like 2 hours away, but it was raining and snowing, and then the white people say, you don't want to go there. I'm like, well, why not? And I didn't go, but I'm going to go. I got to go. I'm going to go all, I'm gonna do all that. The Kia going to be everywhere. You're going to see the Kia. Where is the Kia? Okay, I done had the Kia, and I only put, I done had the Kia, what, 3 years? And I only put, less than 20,000 miles on it. Come on. The Kia's getting ready to be everywhere. Almost went to Constitution Hall. But, because I love my country, I love my blackness, and I love reality. And reality of America is all about, nigga, you built America. Nobody want to pay you, you know. It's just like reparations is like Zuckerberg losing control of Facebook. It's going to happen. Because it's too much fucked up shit. It's going to happen. They invited Biden time. But this Constitution that we are discussing today and tomorrow on the heels of Black History Month. And we are going to start our Black History Month. Now, you're going to talk about some stuff with slavery. What's that Obama's friend, Gates, that got his house broke into? He's got a good 3-part series called Three Rivers or some river, rivers, many rivers crossed or something. We're going to talk about that. Talks about the black experience from, you know, time we got here until we were free. Very good documentary about slavery. It's not the typical stupid shit, okay? So, Constitution, that's what we're going to talk about. Then we're going to veer into, and we're going to have every night of February, Saturday, Sundays too, Black History. We're going to start with my favorite, that made me love defending my blackness. The niggas that made me love being black. The motherfucking Black Panthers. Woo! I got a leather jacket right now, God damn it. And when I put it on, I'm like, everybody, hey, Black Panther, motherfucker. I'm Black Panthering in my way. I'm Black Panthering in the way that Dr. King would want me to. Not just out there talking shit, but taking what I've learned, how I make my money. Money. See, that's the only thing wrong with a nigga is money. Niggas got everything else. We swag, we beautiful. Everybody want us. Every nationality would have sex with a black woman. nationality, every one of them, every one of them. So we got swag, we got beauty, we got fertility, we got everything. We the original motherfuckers. But the only thing we ain't got is unity and money. So unity, it's like I say, biological psychology, say your genes make who you are. So your experience, see? So as long as they can keep you divided, as long as they can keep you fighting each other, as long as they can keep you thinking, oh, fuck this nigga, as long as they can keep you thinking, oh, black families are this and that, it gets in your genes. It becomes part of your genetic makeup. That's just for that reason. We were so downtrodden for so long. Biological psychology has proven that black people have the lowest rate of depression. Now, you would think, the slave? What? We got the lowest rate? Yeah, because in your genes, nigga, you've been for how many years, 400 years? We've certainly been slaves longer than we've been free. So it's in your genes to feel that somebody got their foot on my neck situation. So your body adjusted to that shit. So shit don't get you down like you get every other motherfucker that go financial reasons and go kill their own wife and all their kids because, oh, they've been caught stealing money. You don't do that shit, right? Because in your genes, nigga, it's in your genes that adversity will come my motherfucking way, and I know what to do. I don't get depressed. I'll handle that shit. This is Just Ask a Nigga, and this is your nigga. We gonna take a break because the gin and tonic has reached the bottom of the cup, and I love you. So, let's see. I got a lot of stuff. I'm cool. You cool. So we gonna play Cool Cats, bro. We shall return.
Thank you.
back. We back. This is Just Ask a Nigga on Monday, January 27, 2020. And this is your favorite nigga. I really hope so. Stacy Felicia Johnson. I said my name, Felicia, yes. I'm sure that's what my parents intended. Felicia. Oh, and how many bye Felicias I get from my daughter and her middle name, Felicia, too. A lot of Felicias. Felicia means happy. So, I believe my parents, you know, we got old-timey ass parents, so I believe my daddy named all of us, and he named me Stacy Felicia. Stacy means resurrection, baby. So, I look like my daddy. I got a smile like my daddy. I got swag like my daddy. And I'm short as fuck like my daddy. So, thanks, Dad. A resurrection, Felicia, happy. That was my parents' intention for me when they brought me into this world. They say, this is nigga what I'm gonna name you because you are last little girl. Resurrection. Did my daddy know what the fuck he was talking about? I'm almost certain he did. We ain't having no more Willa. We're gonna name this one Resurrection. So, out of her mouth, she always gonna be talking about us. Willa. Willie and Willa. How perfect was that? Their names rhymed. That's why they got married. I'm almost certain. Willie and Willa. Oh, we cute. She was fine. He was handsome and short and bulk and loving and sweet and would do anything she asked. Because I watched that shit and it made me mad. And I got my ass beat quite a few times. Asking, how come she ain't got a clean up pile? Hey, nigga, that's your mama. Whoa. Never ask that again. You know, you get into teens and you think you can ask a question. Oh, no, not in the house when mama and daddy around. And the few that daddy show you, I ain't fucking with you. Daddy never fucks with you. Unless you fucked with mama. Like, why you like her so much? Why you like her so much? Oh, God bless your souls. And that's why your baby, your resurrection happy, will forever, as long as I live, put them flowers on that grave. And I'm going to be there with my scissors cutting in and my shiny shit. I've just been busy. Shining it up. I'm getting a new one. Because I've learned to be grateful. Like my nigga say, oh, my nigga, what? I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory. With one, I could go on and on and on about your worth. That's my parents. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you. And the song says, Lord, but you know, think about this. That's my nigga Hezekiah Walker. I'm going to teach little kids how to blow. Because those same parents had the presence of mind to love me enough to introduce me to God. I introduced mine to God. They remember going to church. But as a parent, you know what? You introduce God to your children by the way you act. Not where you take them. Not what you make them do. But how you act. So, my whole life is praising the way that they acted. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you. Willie and Willie. Woo! All right, we're talking about the motherfucking Constitution, not my parents. Just like I said, we always got talking points, but it always ends up being the parents. Thank God. Cause, and not everybody can say what I say. So, Constitution. So, as the show being called Just Ask a Nigga, well, I'm going to give you, and what I'm thinking about, you know, I always think about everything from the perspective of a nigga. Because I am thus and so. And I love black people, man. Black people are the most beautiful. I mean, everybody's beautiful. I find beauty in, oh my God, I find beauty in so many ways. Okay, let me not say, oh, we beautiful and you not. There's some fine ass white girls, let me tell you. Give them a clap. Oh, Latina, don't even fuck with them. Okay? Ooh, they got five babies for a reason. Okay? Shit. Sisters, we can have a million babies. My mama had 10, 11. We forgot one. And it wasn't me. Okay? So God makes everybody beautiful. But I love black people because I am black. And I want to love black people the most. So if you want to call in, I always like to say 563-999-3011. That never changes. My bros call in to talk about totally irrelevant issues. But what can we say? We just welcome the voice. So let's get into this because there's 7 articles. And I thought I was into it. Shit, I ain't even past 2. And so 3, we were talking about the Senate and how it's controlled, okay? So Senate, legislature, therefore, 6 years, they do their thing, right? 6 years and they're 2 for each state. And then they talk about classes, but I think that shit is more like, okay, this is the first year we had it, and so this is what we're doing for our first year, and then that don't apply 200-something years later. Got to be at least 35 to be in, 30, I'm sorry, to be in the Senate and or a citizen at least 9 years. So we've got some naturalized citizens all over this beautiful country. And you know your dick, Donald Trump passed a law, signed a law today, that basically to come in this country now as an immigrant, you have to have money. You can't come in and be on welfare. Well, me personally, that pissed off a lot of niggas when Russians come in. And I'm talking about Russians. Okay, because they come in and game the system. They don't come in, oh, I need help, because I know too many of them. I employed some of them that robbed me. Okay, so I'm trying not to be prejudiced, but I'm talking from personal fucking experience. Ain't no nigga ever came in and robbed me, although he did make my shotgun go off and almost shot himself, but he almost shot himself. He didn't shoot me or anybody else. Oh, we'll talk about that later, but when I went at Page Repair, I shared a space that also was running some hookers, and I realized the hookers was robbing me. Oh, you know what? Oh, I love my life. And I had to come to Sacramento to buy a shotgun for hookers. I'm not talking about when I was in L.A. So, all raising 3 kids. You feel me? Pedro Perry, hookers, shotguns, money. And then here comes cell phones. I was so tired. Cell phones gave me a break. Oh, thank God. I can just go and get a check. Nobody has had a more interesting life than Stacey Felicia fucking Johnson. And I love it. This is jumping in my lap. Good shit. Whoop. And when I was a claims adjuster, I got accused of harassment by a woman. I was like, oh my God, I'm about to get fired over this. Who came came to my, I'm like, you what? That's how I knew white people was full of shit. This bitch came to my house. Well, you know Stacy, or you don't know Stacy, but she came to my house. And I got accused of sexual harassment. Wait a minute. Got off and left that fucking job. I should have sued him. But it ain't easy being breezy. Constitution. It is not easy being breezy. You know, because there's some people out there, man, they see you successful and black and happy and just everything going for you and they just can't understand why. They just gotta fuck with you. So the best thing God did for me is get me fired. Because like, I'm not going back to these people. I'm not doing this no more. They're not determining whether I get a check. And they only just mad. And then because I'm not doing my job, I'm born to do the best job. That's who I fucking am. I was a business owner. How the fuck I can't come in here and adjust some claims? Are you serious? These motherfuckers is fucking with me just because of who I am. That's everybody else that's black in America. I'm an old black unemployment. They shoot that shit, and they shoot that shit, and they shoot that shit. Don't believe that shit. Majority of niggas ain't even trying to get a job. Every black boy I know ain't even trying to get a job because he came. He's tired of looking. So, yes, the lowest. It's real low when a nigga ain't looking. Don't believe that shit. Don't believe none of that. All you can do is do your best to help somebody do as well as you do. However you figure out how to do that shit. Me, I already know I'm a gold mine. And I also know I do shit in my time. And so now it's my time. So I try to teach people that want to know about shit that they should know about. This is your country. As much as it is anybody else that's prospering in this country. If you see anybody, and see, a lot of that shit got to do with how you think about you, too, see? So you don't want me to infuse my metaphysics with this shit and you and being black and shit. Because once you infuse your metaphysics with your shit, you could be purple and you're going to do what the fuck you need to do to do what the fuck you need to do to prosper. But I like to talk to black people on that same level because I am black and I love black people. I just do. I love the thing that I am. Everybody does shit. Why do you think white people help white people? Because they love the thing that they are. But they taught you to not love the thing that you are. So first, I would exercise, like I have done this year, is just looking at Stacy, Resurrection Happy, in the morning, and just figuring out all the things that I can do to show her first that I love her. If I could do that, then I'll work on all these other motherfuckers. See, and not chances are, and I already know because I've done the research, it was my lack of looking in that motherfucking mirror and seeing everything about me to love that even made my own children not love me the way I needed to be loved. It's a woo! 2019, you know, you get a certain age, hopefully people, I don't know who I'm talking to, I don't know, but you do, and you do, it's all about if you listen to it. You get a certain age, and you say, is this it? In me, in my case, I have older siblings, and I'm like, look how she died, man. I'm not dying like that. Oh, no. And I was on my way to dying just like my older sister. Just work, just a fantastic individual, just merits upon merit, because that's how our parents taught us to be. Bitch, you better be the most bestest shit you can be. And that's how we are. We do. But then we just give it away. We give it away to our kids like they earned it. And so I look at my older sister. She just died. And we married this old nigga that nobody ever liked. And then once she gets to dying, you see why you don't like him. This is how my sister get treated? This is it for serving her whole family? This is what she get in death? Oh, fuck no. Oh, no, no, no. And that was the second time I saw it, because I saw it from my dad. This is how he get treated after taking care of all y'all grown motherfuckers? And I can't do nothing because I'm the youngest. Oh, no, motherfucking no, no, no. So you get of a certain age and you think, and then here come my kids trying to treat me like shit. I'm like, oh, no. No, I'm not going down like my sister. No, no, no. So let me take some heartache. But in the long run, it's going to be your heart that's aching, not mine, because I did my job. You know, I have every reason to be proud about the mothering I did and was still doing when you decided to lose your fucking mind. Oh. I don't know why I get on that. But I love being black. And I love sharing what I know. And this Constitution shit, these white people, we love them, founding fathers, right? We was already here. Our ancestors was here. So, yeah, I'm in the big scheme of things, yeah, I'd rather be here than Somalia or some shit. Okay. But damn, couldn't you be nice? That's all I'm saying. Couldn't we have done it a nice way? Why you gotta be so destructive? They were able to do this Constitution shit because we was tilling the land. We was making the money for them. We was doing the do. We was giving them sexual pleasure even at night when they was finished doing all this shit, black people. Okay, so we're going to start, finish up somehow. We're going to get through it this week, the Constitution, because Donald Trump is pissing on it. He's pissing on it, shitting on it, and his family's pissing and shitting on it. And he's finding people out there that are just as unscrupulous as him to piss and shit on it, too. And senators seeing the money thing, and I love sleeping good at night. And it don't take alcohol, and it don't take weed, right? Or any drug of any kind. Peace of mind and going, laying my ass down after soaking in my bathtub, knowing that I've spent my day doing God's work. And if I've made any mistake and I've hurt anybody, it has never been something that's my job to do and keep doing. I ask for forgiveness so I sleep well, because I know at the end of the day I'm trying my best to do what God has called me to do and what makes me happy. And fucking over people should never make anybody. It doesn't. It doesn't. That's not how we're built, humans. We are made from love. So at any point in time, let me just give you a clue, 55 and still alive and want to live another 110 years. I want to live to see great-great-grandkids, whatever year that is, or however. And then, and then poof in the midair. Poof, grandma was just right there, and now she's gone. She already wrote down who getting what, so let's hit it. She already wrote it down. and greats and grands, that's it. None of y'all and grateful little things. You better ask your kids for something. You better ask your kids. You better ask Elijah. Anyway. My parents didn't leave me shit because they already knew. You ain't going to be shit if I leave you shit. I'm going to leave you my knowledge, bitch. my strength, bitch. Okay? I'm going to leave you what I showed you every day, bitch. They never called me that. They were too classy for that. They didn't have to. They were too strong for that. They were too godly for that. They were too knew what the fuck they was doing for that. I always bind them up here. I don't know about people. In my Bible, I read, say, whoo, you going to get so much. And it ain't even about that because I'm so grateful. This world is fucked up. I'm sitting there chilling, boo. I want everybody to chill. It's not like, oh, I'm here, I don't want to fuck y'all. I'm just going to talk about how I chill. Well, if you go to SFJ Family Services, nigga, get a job. They come in all shapes and sizes. Get a job. You want to go to Philly and learn how to hammer and nail, nigga, go over there, put your little niggas on something. We'll figure it out. Everything's good. Now, if some white man told you to go there and promise you some shit, you go right there. Get a job. Get some guts. If you don't know shit, guess what? You want to learn something. That's what pissed me off about a little young nigga. They don't know shit, but they want to tell you what they gonna do. Next, nigga, please. Look at my face. So we're going to take a break. This Constitution is the paperwork that the beautiful founding fathers, okay, we don't forget that they were slave owners. I always say that. Because I want to, you know, they weren't perfect. Nobody is. But their idea was perfect. And over time it made our association here in America perfect. But see, and I gotta say, after King, you know, we had some niggas that just didn't do shit. What were we supposed to do? You know, everybody need leadership. We just ain't had none. So, and niggas been happy not having no leaders. We had the feel-good leader, right, called Barack Obama, but it really didn't change nobody black's life other than, oh, we got a black president. And we can point to our grandkids and say, look, what, Grandma, what did you get... what did he change for us, Grandma? You know, so everything's a game. The last will be first, and the first will be like, I mean, the Bible is true. You know, it ain't a bunch of people that lived. It's a bunch of concepts that are reality, okay? So let's take a break, and we're going to get, one day. We'll get through it, you and me. I hope you like me. I don't give a fuck. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And speaking of that, I am fucked up. You know, I'm trying to learn. You know, I'm really trying to learn. So I read my horoscope every day, and it said, well, for today, bitch, like, it could be a confrontation day. So I need you to stay out of people's way. Don't be starting no fights. What I do, first thing I did when I was driving, a road rage somebody. Damn, my horoscope just say, bitch, calm down. So, you know, everything's a habit. The way you are is a habit. You got to get yourself out of bad habits. And I'm trying. Oh, God knows I'm trying. Oh, God knows. Because being a bitch is not the shit. Look at Donald Trump, man. Being an asshole is not the business. This is not the time we live in right now. That's why he's so out there just trying to fight everything. So, I'm going to play something called Nice. And I'll be back in a minute and 13 seconds to talk about our beautiful Constitution and how we got to make it work for everybody, and don't let Donald Trump make it irrelevant. That's for fucking sure, man. We'll be back. is it going? It's not playing nothing, man. What is it doing? It's not playing. What is it doing? I know why I named that nice. It reminds me of my sister. So thank you, everybody, for this hour and a half. I'm just riffing because I love you. And I love talking about black people and helping black people understand, because nobody talked to me like that but me. To understand your relation to the thing that made this country so great that they just trying to fuck up, you know. But we've allowed it. Our black leadership and lack thereof, has allowed it. I mean, I'm 55, boo. Okay? I'm 55 and still alive. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to run for 11 more months. 56. And I'm the 6. I don't know. But Constitution. So, you know, we've got... I don't know how I can get through this. I'm just going to go through the most pertinent parts because we're going to do it tomorrow. And there's 7 articles, boo. And we are only on Article 1, Section 3, that talks about the Senate, da-da-da. So we're going to go to Section 4. Let's see. Okay, no person shall be 30 years, we know that, or 9 years a citizen. I need you to understand that because I'm going to put a quiz on my SFJ Family Services, and anybody that can get 100% on my questions will get $100. So let's see how many niggas take it. I don't care, because my goal as a black person, that by the grace of God, not bragging, by the grace and wonder of God, can make my money doing what I love. So I mean, like I said, I play the numbers every day. Shit, I gave it away to 3 brats, so my odds got to be better playing the Powerball. Shit. Anyway, no person, let's see, 39, okay. The Vice President of the United States shall be the President of the Senate. We know that, and if there is a tie, then that nigga will break the tie. Okay, the Senate shall have the sole power to try impeachment. So that's where we are right now. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. So that's the oath they took to be impartial, which is all full of shit. Okay, so how can all of this be full of shit? This is the Constitution. This is the oath when they get sworn in that they vow to uphold. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, you go to jury duty with far more intent to do what's right than these motherfuckers, right? They get paid every way. I don't know how they get paid, once a month, like most employees from the state. And all the motherfucking perks, right? Oh, look here. Hold on, everybody. Forgot to reset it. 9 o'clock means start meditation, but not now. All right. All right. Here we go. Try impeachments. When sent for the purpose, they shall the oath, the da-da-da. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice, we know that little cute, soft-spoken man. Okay, be cute, but do the right thing, as far as I'm concerned. And no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3, okay? So he's not going to be convicted unless, 2/3 of 100, right? 2/3 of 100 of the motherfuckers. So, 2/3, 2 divided by 3, let's do the math. 0.667, let's just see, 0.67 times 100 of them, right? And there's 100 of them? Boom, 100. I love that math. Oh, Lord. 67 of them? No, can't be right. It's not good, yeah? Well, 2/3. Yeah, that's 2/3 of 100. All right, so let's see. Shall preside, and no person shall be convicted. Okay, convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present. So the ones present, everybody should be present of the 100. judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless, so the Republican Party, if convicted, shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment. Okay, so this nigga, when he get out, all them crimes, plus the ones that he already being fucked with for in New York and all that. I mean, this is the most corrupt nigga since Johnson, no relation, has been president. Judgment and punishment according to law. Okay, Section 4 of Article 1. The times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators, okay, this elections, and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations. Yeah, so special elections, all that shit, except as to the places of choosing senators. The Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meeting shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Everything's a law. Okay, we're on to Section 5. Each house shall be the judge of the elections, returns, and qualifications of its own members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business, but a similar number may adjourn from day to day and may be authorized to compel the attendance or of absence of absent members in such manner and under such penalties as each house may provide. Okay, so all about elections, whatever. Each house may determine the rules of its proceedings, okay, punish its members, da da da, for its disorderly behavior and with the concurrence of 2/3 expel a member. Okay, so I wonder if people, when them motherfuckers get thrown out, they done did a private ballot. 2/3, nigga, you got to go. In the house. Each house shall keep a journal of its proceedings and from time to time publish the same. Okay, so I'd be looking for that shit. Except as such parts as may in their judgment require security. So all of the security documents, of course. And the year and yeas and nays of the members of either house on any question shall, at the desire of 1/5 of those present, be entered on the journal. Either house during the session of Congress shall, without the consent of the other, adjourn for more than 3 days or to any other place than that in which the two houses shall be sitting. Good detail, Founding Fathers, okay? Come in, do this, whatever. Okay, Section 6. The senators and representatives shall receive a compensation for their services. So Section 6 talks about how they get paid. To be ascertained by law and paid out to the Treasury of the United States. They shall in all cases, except treason, felony, and breach of the peace, be privileged from arrest. Wait, what? Here we go. Everybody, goddamn it. Here we go. What? Let's start that again. They shall, in all cases, except treason, felony. Okay, because that nigga, what's that nigga that got arrested for DUI? That's a felony. Treason, felony, and breach of the peace, be privileged from arrest during their attendance at the session of their respective houses. So unless they misdemeanors, they can commit all the misdemeanors they want. See, shit you need to know. The more you know. Do-do-do. And in going to and returning from the same. And for any speech or debate in either house, they shall not be questioned in any other place. No senator or representative shall, during the time for which he was elected, be appointed to any civil office under the authority of the United States, which shall have been created for the emolument thereof, shall have been increased during such time. And no person holding any office under the United States shall be a member of either house during its continuance in office. So basically, you can't, and I think motherfuckers have been arrested for that, creating an office so they can get paid, so which have been created. So it says, no senator or representative shall, during the time for which he was elected, be appointed to any civil office under the authority of the United States, which shall have been created, or the emoluments thereof shall have been increased during such time. Yeah, motherfucker, you can't make money off the goddamn office you hold. That's what that means, you crooks. Right, Donald Trump? Just making money. Everybody making money. Ivanka making money. Shit, that little one that looks like you got a little syndrome making money. Whew. Okay, neither house during a session, during the session of Congress, shall, without the consent of the other, adjourn for more than... Did I already read that? All right, Section 7. Where are we? This is so interesting. It's your government. This is what you should know. Okay, so no, the motherfuckers can't get arrested. That was the most interesting out of that section. Wow. Damn, that's one reason to run. Shit. Unless you commit a felony. Shit. Okay? What's a felony? Slap a couple people around, you all right. Can't get arrested. All bills, Section 7. All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as to other bills. Every bill which shall have passed the House of Representatives and Senate shall, before it becomes a law, be presented to the President of the United States. If he approves, he shall sign it, but if not, he shall return it with his objections to the House, to that House in which it shall be originated. Who shall enter the objections at large on their journal and proceed to reconsider it? If after such reconsideration, 2/3 of the House shall agree to pass the bill, it shall be sent, together with objections, to the other House, by which it shall likewise be reconsidered, and if approved by 2/3 of that House, it shall become a law. Okay, so fish through that shit. Okay, so fish through that. Well, you see how it becomes a law. Just rewind. But in all such cases, the votes of both houses shall be determined by yeas and nays, and the names of the persons voting for and against the bill shall be entered on the journal of each house respectively. If any bill shall not be returned to the president within 10 days, Sundays excepted, after it shall have been presented to him, the same shall be a law. So, if any bill shall not be returned by the president within 10 days, it's a law, nigga. Okay? In like manner, as if it had been signed, unless the Congress, by their adjournment, prevent its return, in which case it shall not be a law. Every order, resolution, or vote to which the concurrence of the Senate and House Representatives may be necessary, except on a question of adjournment, shall be presented to the President of the United States. And before the same shall take effect, shall be approved by him, or being disapproved by him, shall be repassed by 2/3 of the Senate and House of Representatives, according to the rules and limitations prescribed by the case of a bill, prescribed in the case of a bill. So if the president returns the shit, all the House and Senate have to do is repass it by 2/3 and it becomes a law. That's what it sounds like to me. Every order, resolution, or vote to which the concurrence, I mean everybody agrees, the concurrence of the Senate and House representatives may be necessary, shall be presented to the President of the United States, and before the same shall take effect, shall be approved by him. Or being disapproved by him, or, okay, so if it's approved by him, it's good, but if it's disapproved by him, shall be repassed by 2/3 of the Senate and House representatives, according to the rules. Okay, so that's Section 7 on how a bill gets passed. Ta-da! Section 8, Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniformed throughout the United States. Okay, so Section 8, they can collect taxes. Let's see. Imposts throughout the United States to borrow money on credit of the United States. So let's see. What's before that? The Congress shall have the power to lay, collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts provided for the common defense, general welfare of the United States, but all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States in terms of borrowing money on credit of the United States to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with Indian tribes, to establish an uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. So this is all Section 8. Talks about taxes, duties, imports, and excises. So this Constitution says all states equally basically have the power to do this, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States, to establish post offices and post roads, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. Somebody need to tell this dummy that one. To constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, to define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the laws of nations, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water, to raise and support armies, but no apportionment of money to that use shall be for longer than a term of 2 years, to provide and maintain a navy, to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. Okay, so these, again, it's a long list of shit, but these are all the things that our taxes pay for. Okay, so when a motherfucker want to get in your face about what Trump is doing, my taxes is paying for this shit. To make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. Okay, government and regulations of the land. So when Trump want to make his niggas just declassify a whole part of our country that has been sacred for like 50 years. Have your taxpayer fucking dollars paid, right, for that to be a thing, for that to stay beautiful. So in your state, wherever you are, you hear, oh, they de whatever this part of Idaho or Colorado or some shit. Hey, congressman, person, my taxpayer money, you pay for that shit to stay beautiful, and I'd like to visit it and not see if some fracking in the middle of the shit. Well, this is what your taxes pay for, bro. Say, according to Section 8, bro. Okay, or can I get my taxpayer dollars back that I've been? What? Let them know you're not ignorant. You know, you ain't getting no money back. You already know that. If a nigga was getting money back, they get some reparations, okay? But let them know. Section 8, say, this is where my taxes go, bro. And why this nigga just able to overturn shit? How are you able to just overturn shit? We want to keep that support of government lands and shit. All right, there we go. I'm doing too much. But I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. All right, next, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union. Oh, boy. Suppress insurrections. Uh-oh. And repel invasions. That's you, nigga, in South Central. To provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, serving the states respectively, the apportionment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the disciplines prescribed by Congress. Right? All the war and discipline, army, militia, Congress, not this cuckoo motherfucker that just wanted that nigga took out because he getting impeached. The more you know. To exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever under such a district not exceeding 10 miles square as may by secession of particular states, oh, wow, and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the states in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, and to make all laws which shall be necessary for the proper, shall be necessary and proper for the carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all other powers vested in this Constitution in the United States of America or in any department or officer thereof. End of Section 8. So this what your money go for, bro, and it appears most of it go for defense, navies, armies, punishing pirates, tribunals. No, tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, that would be all of our other courts lower than the Supreme Court. So that's not a bad thing unless they fill them all with racists. So, sheesh. Section 9, then we're going to take a break. Section 9. Oh, sugar now. Section 9, immigration. Here we go. So here we go when they get to talk about immigration and you want to vote and shit. These are, and remember, this is the basic Constitution, right? There's amendments to the Constitution. And we'll go over those too. Because you need to know all about your government. First-hand knowledge. Section 9 talks all about immigrants. So, the migration or importation of such persons as any of the United States now existing shall think proper to admit. So, whatever we think proper to admit, that's why Dickhead, also known as Donald J. Trump, Right now, I want all Muslims out. Oh, things proper. Shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808. The migration or The migration or importation of such persons as any of the United States now existing shall think proper to admit shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808, but a tax or duty may be imposed on such importation not exceeding $10 for each person. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. No bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed. Capitation or other direct shall be laid. I gotta look up that one. Unless in proportion to the census or remuneration therein before directed to be taken. I gotta look up that one. We'll go over that tomorrow. No tax or duty shall be laid on articles exported from any state. No preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce or revenue to the ports of one state over those of another. Yeah, right. Nor shall vessels bound to nor shall vessels bound to or from one state be obligated to enter, clear, or pay duties to another. No money shall be drawn from the treasury, but in consequence of a portion apportionment made by law. And a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures, here we go, of all public money shall be published from time to time. So what's time to time mean? No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept any present emolument, office or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. Okay. Section 9 covers migration and the emoluments clause. Maybe just everything foreign. It is, that's what it looks like. Everything foreign is in Section 9. So that's what they're talking about. Oh, Trump and he's breaking the Emoluments Clause. That one right there. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office or of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress. So they have to, you know, this dick making money all over the place. This brat's making money. This thing is just pissing all over our beautiful Constitution. I'm reading it to you word for word. And where what's what? Section 9, Emoluments Clause. Okay, so let's take a break because my reading is beautiful. But I'm sneezing too much and let me go blow my nose or something. Let's do something short. I love you and I hope you love me too. No, I don't. But I hope you're having fun. Let's play a little acid trumpet. That's my shit. We'll be back. Thank you. the end of the show. And you know I love you, so we got to finish this up tomorrow and then tomorrow and then tomorrow and then tomorrow. So we ended at Section 9 at the Emoluments Clause. And black people that work hard for this country, people that sweat for this country, people that made this country, you know, they were only able to sit in that old fancy-ass place in Constitution Hall and shit and do what the fuck they needed to do because a nigga built it for them. Ain't that nice? That must be motherfucking nice. I don't know what that feels like. You know what I'm saying? So join me every day from now until shoot. We got a leap year, baby, so we into February 29th. But from now until February 29th, we're going to dive into, we're going to start with this Constitution, what it means, the amendments that apply to us. Then my very first Black History show is going to be on my favorite niggas, the Black Panthers. We're going to talk about those folks, Malcolm X. I'm just going to try to go into the most non-common thing that you never think about, the shit that just like, why you have to do that? Type shit to niggas. Why you have to do that? You know, and give you some knowledge on that shit so you can understand that maybe not you, because maybe like me, you've reaped the blessings of people that got killed and raped, right? Right? We reaping the blessing of all the mamas that have made kids that they never saw again or whatever. Let's just keep it real. I love doing that. Right? So I love being black because we're unique in our experience. We're unique in our everything. We're unique. For some reason, don't nobody want to give a nigga a break. I don't understand. I don't know. I give a nigga a break every day because God gave me a break. God bless me. And I'm going to do my best to bless anybody fucking with me. So have a good night. January 27th, just ask a nigga, this is your favorite nigga, and we'll be back tomorrow talking about this shit, and then our schedule for Black History, because you are so goddamn important, you just don't, you know, this is your nigga, have a good night, and know that I love you, always. Thank you.